ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend.
We're never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one.
This is an interesting one today. We threw it out there earlier this morning asking for someone who has been to North Korea, somewhere in the world that's very hard to get to and not very popular, I would say, to go to. But we've found someone. Producer Brooke has found a British photographer by the name of Tommy Walker who has been to North Korea and can tell us all about it. How are you, Tommy?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks. How are you doing? You okay?
Yeah, really good. Thanks. We're excited to hear your story, Tommy. Korea, the spotlight very much on Korea at the moment with the popularity of Netflix Squid Game. But you've been to the Korea that's, you know, the north of Korea. It's still a dictatorship. There's still a lot of reasons not to visit North Korea. But how did you find yourself there?
Yeah, well, I went to visit North Korea in 2019. I went there as a curious travel writer. When you have to go with a tour to get in. I was always interested to see about what happens there, really. It wasn't a place that you go to see particular sightseeing. It was more to just experience how things happened there.
We hear a lot about it. We hear a lot about the dictatorship, about the rules and the no-nos and, you know, how protected they are from the rest of the world's influence. Was your experience there similar to what we hear about when it comes to North Korea?
Absolutely. I mean, the actual good example I can tell you about when I went was, it was at the time when it was the Trump-Kim Jong-un meeting in Hanoi.
That was highly controversial too, wasn't it? Donald Trump, a Western leader, meeting, you know, who was essentially a dictator. That was very big news at the time.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, absolutely. Especially from the Western side. And people were watching it for the first time. And we were like, we'd already knew what had happened. You know, it had taken place days earlier. So that was an example of like how they were behind things, you know. And obviously the show was state propaganda, you know.
Yeah.
It was tailored to how they wanted to show it. So
interesting.
Absolute propaganda.
Did you ever feel unsafe while you were there?
I think the more concerning thing was the conversations we had with the tour guides, because you had to be really diplomatic. You know, I remember one instance where I said, oh, North Korea would benefit from more tourism if you just opened up more. And the tour guide's face dropped and was like, what do you mean opened up more? It was just a bit of a, they didn't really understand why I said that, you know. It was almost like insulting.
And it's the kind of thing too where if you are seen to insult the country, if you're anti-North Korea, like, that's a real law. You could be locked up for that.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And so just things are different there. So you just have to be a little bit cautious about what you'd say.
It's definitely not somewhere you'd go for, like, a relaxing holiday or something, though, is it? It's more like an educational experience.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, again, you go to visit because you're more interested in how things operate there. You know, it's not going on a holiday to...
Well, you're talking to Queensland now. You're not sitting by a pool drinking cocktails, are you? Just quickly, have you watched Squid Game on Netflix, Tommy?
I mean, honestly, I began to watch it yesterday, but I've heard more about it in the news.
Yeah.
I've heard what it's about.
Wow.
So it sounds pretty creepy.
Next time you're in Korea, if someone comes up to you with a mask that looks like a PlayStation controller button,
don't go with them.
Avoid them. Do not hop in that van. Walker, UK, was UK born and bred, but I believe we're speaking to you in Thailand now, but he's taken photos all over the world and they're amazing. Check him out, tommywalker.co is his website. But Tommy, amazing to get your story. Thanks for being part of Never Gonna Get One, mate. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me. Cheers.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.